Welcome back to the Prince Huda Podcast, episode 15. Been a long layoff, but a big, big announcement. I don't want to tease it. I'll tease it off the bat. I won't say it right away, but a major announcement coming this episode. I'm your host, Prince Huda, and I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only Coach Chippy. Great time to be on
the
show
with
the Leafs right now.
What up, Prince? How we feeling? How you feeling?
Feeling good. Big announcement coming soon. Make them wait a little bit. Don't tell them right away. Make them wait a little bit. So
I like that. I like that. Make it a little more interesting.
Exactly. Keep them guessing. I'm wearing my Maple Leafs Austin Matthews shirt. Shout out Mitchell and Ness.
Hopefully that brings us some luck tomorrow night.
Well, he might not even play at this point, so who knows?
I know.
You were there
Saturday.
Scary
stuff. Scary stuff in Toronto Nation right now. Toronto Maple Leafs Nation.
Oh, my God.
I was there Saturday.
What's the vibe like in the arena? Or give me two things. What's the vibe going into that game? Like must win, Nylander back, boys are fired up Saturday night. And then what's the vibe after the game coming out of that defeat?
Yeah, I went into the game thinking there's no way we're going to lose. Like I'm thinking back against the wall, at home. We haven't won a home game in five games, so this has got to be the night, right? Like, boys, Nylander's back, full lineup. We got Brody back in the lineup. We took a couple guys out, Liljegren out. I'm thinking we're going to get this done. I'm at the game. I'm in the barn. And then the boys just came out like the first two periods was just atrocious. We got on 3-0.
Yeah.
Nothing to cheer about. It was on. Might have been the worst game to ever go through ever. It was, yeah. The vibes were not high. We didn't score a goal for the first
two and a half
periods, so there's nothing to cheer about. And the first goal they scored in the first was brutal on Samsonov. Like, just a floater through the legs. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but, I mean, you said it best last week when we were together. Samsonov plays goalie like he doesn't know where the puck is. And ever since you said that, every time I watch,
swimming,
it's like,
bro, he's swimming in the net.
Looking around.
So we put Wall in for the third. I felt good about Wall. Honestly, as a Leafs fan, I've detached. I actually, like, if we win or lose, I am not affected. So
that's healthy.
I think that's the only way you can be a Leafs fan. I say that tomorrow night when I'm screaming at the TV. So I don't know. Maybe,
well, it's for the content too, right? Win or lose. Do the videos do better if the Leafs win or if they lose?
Probably. I feel like they probably do better. If the longer the Leafs play, the more eyes on the Leafs, the more eyes on the videos.
True.
But like, yeah, like last year, what was it, Vegas and who else was in the final last year? Florida?
Florida, Panthers, like, and Vegas.
No one's paying attention to that series. Like, you want, like, McDavid in it or something, someone that where people are actually watching.
No, 100%. It's like the Leafs are Canada's team, like, at least from, like, because I work for, like, a sports betting company. All of our money, most of our money comes in on the Leafs. Like, for a betting perspective, from a content perspective, from just, like, local economy, like the Leafs being in the playoffs as long as possible is just best for business for everyone.
Local economy. How about, guess how much the water was? That bottle of freaking water at the Leafs game.
I'm going to say $11.50.
Wasn't that high.
Okay, a little lower. $8?
Yeah, $8.
That's insane. For water.
I called the guy. I was like, what is this? Was there like gold in this juice?
Evian?
What's this water made out of? Yeah. No, it was like smart water. Oh. It was a smart water, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, $8. Still. $8.
Well, you don't drink either. If you get a beer, it's like $14, $15. And then you're always with someone else. It's crazy.
But like water? Like you're breaking the bank on a water? That's insane.
That's how they do it, right? Like I saw a tweet. It was like, I think it was Arash Madani, and he said the cost of going to a Leafs game in the middle of the week, you know, getting tickets, parking, food, drinks, it costs the same as an all-inclusive vacation. I'm like, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's crazy right now.
It's true. It's, you know, good thing I didn't buy the tickets. Shout out to Jer, hooked it up. And then he passed them over to Hayden and I. So we went to the game. We went to the Loose Moose before. Grab myself
special
a little
spot.
Burger and fries. Yeah, burger and fries.
Special
and then
spot.
I was, yeah, a lot of fans were in there, so I got a lot of pictures. And then it was way busier on Saturday than it was on the Wednesday when we went. Like, infinitely busier. infinitely.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went down to the square before game three or four. Was it four? No, it was game three, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you were getting mobbed. Like the square was full. And that was when the game was in Toronto too. So the arena was great. Like it was just so much traffic. So you're saying it was more than that?
Oh, it was like, wasn't even comparable. I was like, this would have been a way better day to shoot the video. Yeah. Like just like the amount of people walking to the game was insane. Like just on that strip.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I had my hoodie up.
Because it's Saturday night, right? Like, if the Leafs won that game, the party in Toronto last night or Saturday would have been nuts. It would have been absolutely nuts.
Yeah, no, the game was at 8, started at 8. So to make that things worse, the game's over at like 11.
Yeah, it's been a weird
time. Like, oh, now I got to drive all the way back home. It was tough stuff for sure.
I bet.
Well,
I mean, listen, if it's Tuesday, as this is coming out, Leafs play tonight. Leafs play Thursday if they win tonight. And then if they win Tuesday and Thursday, there's a Game 7 Saturday. Could you imagine Toronto on Saturday for a Game 7?
No, you got that math wrong.
No?
Yeah, if it's Game 5 on Thursday, Game 7's not on Saturday.
No, tomorrow's Game 5. Or it's Tuesday's Game 5 as this is coming out.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, scared me. Yeah, I'm gonna be down at the square tomorrow. We're catching the pulse with Sports Interaction of Leaf fans, and it's funny, but we got them at Game 1. It was like, we're gonna win the cup, we're gonna dominate Boston, Leafs in 5, Leafs in 6, Leafs in 4. This is not the same Bruins team. I wish if the same people I saw before Game 1 were out there now, just get their pulse, because like this is probably one of the most tortured fan bases in North America. So I mean, you've been through it. I see it in the content. It must hurt making these videos of the Leafs wanting to go golfing and not wanting to play. Or it doesn't.
It's the only way I can cope, bro. I gotta use satire and to cope with it. No, honestly don't care. I've honestly come to the conclusion that if they win, they win. If they don't, they don't. And that's the only way you can be a Leafs fan. Like if you get to them, like it's just every year it's disappointment. It seems like so until they prove us wrong, I'm gonna just be detached from the result. You know, if they win, they win. If they don't, they don't. I think that's a healthy mindset for a Leafs fan. If you're going in like that, you can't lose. You know,
that's healthy. I think this year is just frustrating because of all the BS off the ice. Like Nylander, 82 games this season, clean bill of health, misses the first three, no explanation why. Plays game 4, Matthews gets sick. Now he might not play. It's just like, I wish like injury reports had to be public because it's like we didn't know what was wrong with him. All rumors, he didn't address it. Matthews, same thing. We don't know what's going on. So as fans, as paying customers, as supporters, like I feel like we deserve to know. So that kind of pisses me off the way they've been handling this whole, is he injured? Is he healthy? Is he sick? All this crap.
Yeah, I haven't even really been following it. I don't even know what's wrong with him. People are saying he's got like a stomach flu, or I got no idea. And honestly, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I actually stopped. There was someone on the side of the road, and I pulled the car over and I gave him some money, and I asked him for a little bit of life advice, and he goes, it is what it is. That's what he says.
Damn.
He goes, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know? So it was, I was like, I like that. It is what it is, man. It's not what it's not. It is what it is. So we'll see. Whatever happens, it is what it is. There's some wisdom. There's some wisdom for your day.
I'll tell you what it's not. It was not a good investment buying this t-shirt a week and a half ago to now
Where'd
have to put it
that?
In the closet. I got it at, shout out Lids. I got it at Lids in Union Station.
I thought you said you got it off like the street or something, like someone was chopping some t-shirts.
No, I definitely spent more on this than I should have, but.
What was that? Let me look. 45? Up.
A little bit up.
45? More than 45 for a t-shirt. It's absolutely wild.
Yeah, it's like a water, It's like a water at a Leafs game.
Was it 70? I was going to say 70.
No, it was 50. It was 50.
Okay. Let's see it.
But
now
it's
I got to
nice.
See it. Like,
it's nice.
Oh, it's nice. It's got, yeah, it's got nice. The, oh, it's Michelin-esque.
Michelin-esque branding.
Michelin-esque.
Yeah, I've been wearing those guys. Man, I used to be big into the snapbacks when I was like 11, 12 years old. I think I still have it, a Charlotte Hornets turquoise and purple snapback that I used to wear all the time. Like I
had the leather
kid.
One. I had the leather strap one. Like it was the snapback, but it was the leather strap at the back, and it was like a little metal. Yeah, it was nasty. It was a Miami Heat hat. It was dirty.
Ooh, yeah, those snapbacks used to be pretty freaking expensive too. I remember my parents, why do you like these hats? Why don't you like the caps with the Velcro?
My head never fitted the fitted ones. Like I could never fit into like my head was like I think it was like 6 1/4. My head was a little tiny head. My head never fit into any of the hats, so I was like, oh, I need the little but then the snap like snap too far and I'm like that looks so dust.
Yeah, when your head's too small and it's like
every hat looks dust on you and I'm like, yo, this is dust.
Mind you, the one I'm wearing right now, like I got the thing.
Yeah, like I got mine too. You can't see it at the back though. You can't even
Yeah, well I believe you, yeah. No, I remember the snapback wave was big back in the day. There used to be a spot you unlock the memory, it's called Snapback Saga. And it was this guy on Facebook who used to sell snapbacks. And I would buy them off Facebook. And then he opened a store in Mississauga. And I went to the store and I got a New York Knicks one. And yeah, shout out Snapback Saga. What a unlocked
saga.
Memory. Yeah, he was dope, man. He was a good guy. I bought one off of him through Facebook. I went to his store. I wonder what he's doing these days. But yeah, what a legend. Anyone listening, if you're from Mississauga and you know Snapback Saga, you know, get in touch with me because that was a trip.
Snapback Saga is crazy.
What a name, right? What a fucking name.
That's a sick name.
Yeah. Anyways,
what other fashion were you into as a were you wearing the Osirises? Were you ever into the
No.
The shoes?
I was never a skater. I used to be the belt buckle guy. Like I used to wear belt buckles.
No way.
Yeah, like you tuck the shirt, not all the way, but you tuck in so you see the buckle. So that used to be like I had a Captain America one. I had a Union Jack, like the British flag one. There's one more. I'm forgetting. I had a Yin and Yang.
Really?
Yeah, I had a Yin and Yang.
You weren't an athlete, eh? You weren't an athlete in that schoolyard, is what you're saying.
No. I never said I was.
I was not wearing a belt buckle. I was out there, like, just in my, like I wore the same windbreaker pants every day. Like, just need to be able to run. You know what I mean? I had to win that manhunt game every time or whatever we were playing. Full contact soccer, whatever it was. I wasn't losing. So I needed to have something athletic on.
Yeah, no, recess was gossip hour. I wasn't a big...
You weren't fighting with your boys?
Yeah, but like joshing, like we're not like playing full contact soccer, you know?
Really? We were dialed. We were playing full contact. We were playing ultimate frisbee. We were playing like who can hurt each other more with a body check. We did the benching thing. We'd go up behind people and like just push them. Someone broke his wrist and then we...
Tabletop or something like that? Where you...
Benching was called. You got benched. You go. Yeah. You one buddy goes in behind and the other guy pushes them and it's such a dangerous game.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys
we
ever...
We did it in the snow, though. It was in the snow.
That doesn't make it better. That's still pretty tough.
Still violent.
Did you guys do you remember when the RKO out of nowhere was like a big trend? Were you guys doing that? Watch out.
We were RKOing each other anyway. We were playing full contact soccer, bro. Like RKOs just happened every bro. I used to get guys and I would take them, I would like come up and then you put your foot in front of theirs and you whip them down. Like wasn't on my best behavior at recess, I'll tell you that. Get thrown on the wall and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know if he's listening. Shout out Millen. We had gym class together and our gym teacher was like an Olympic wrestler. Like he went to McMaster. He was like a coach there. Like Olympic wrestling was his thing, right? So we did wrestling in gym class. We had the mats rolled out.
No way. This guy, wrestling. What grade? Yeah,
this was like grade 10 or 11, maybe.
Oh, okay, high school. Yeah, you got to tell me if we're in, I don't know what, if
oh,
we're
yeah.
in elementary school or in high school.
We're jumping, but yeah, it was gym class, and this guy hits an RKO in the first 5 minutes on the mat, and you could see the look of disgust in this guy's gym teacher's face, because he's like Olympic wrestling, like he looks down on this pro wrestling crap, this WWE stuff, and we're just throwing WWE moves. He was so pissed off. It was hilarious.
Just an RKO to nowhere?
Yeah, because that's what kids think when you think of wrestling.
RKO.
You don't think of, like, you know, the NCAA college style. You think
that
of that.
Funny.
So people were pissed.
That is funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that was gym class. I wasn't doing it at recess, but definitely gym class.
That's amazing. Yeah. High school gym class was different. Yeah, we just... No, it's the high school gym teachers that actually, like, made you do stuff. Like...
Oh, yeah.
We had a sick grade 9 teacher. We would just show up and, like, do whatever we wanted. It would be, like, just play basketball or... It was, like, when they had, like, the teachers actually cared and, like, had units. And they're, like, oh, we're setting mm-hmm. up the volleyball nets. We're, like, oh, like, no one wants to teach. No one wants to play volleyball. And, like... Half the time you're skipping gym class anyway. Like in high school, it was just
if you're listening to this show and you're in high school, don't skip class. I don't want to put that out there. Don't skip class.
Skip class. Like, who cares? Yeah. They're not teaching anything. You're not learning a thing. Go to that prison.
You do what you're told until you get to the age you don't have to. But yeah, we once had a written test that you had to write down all the positions in the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like
we had to, like, no, NFL's easy. You have to do CFL, name every position. I'm like, who cares? Why? Mm. I don't even watch this. Needless to say, I failed that one. I definitely failed that one. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, we never had any tests, I don't think. Like, maybe, like, health class. Like, that was a different, like, one of the days we had to do health class. Skip that. I was skipping health class.
Those were uncomfortable, man. That's not who I want to learn sex.
We didn't
from.
Even, bro. Oh. I feel like my high school was different than yours. Like, no one showed up to health class. Like, everyone skipped every class. Like, I was at the sketchiest high school. Like, it was just, I don't think we had the same high school
yeah.
experience at all.
I think we've talked about,
like,
that.
Was anyone smoking darts, like, outside of your school? Like, right on the
darts? No, weed, yeah, but not darts.
Yeah, we had a smoker's pole right out front of the
no,
school.
No,
all the kids
darts.
Ripping darts. And then, oh, yeah, like, it was just, yeah, what a time high school was. I definitely went to a pretty sketchy high school, to be
yeah.
honest. Like,
no, I remember. We drove by. I remember that. That's for sure.
Yeah, bro. Like, it was, the fights often, like, violent fights often. I remember one of the... I remember a grade 9, I think it was, it was like a grade 9 kid and a grade 10, and they were going to fight, and it was, like, spreading around the whole school, like, yo, these two are going at it, like, behind
oh,
you,
yes.
you know, was where all the fights were.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
So, the whole, like, we're talking the whole school, like, I think other schools knew about this thing, it was all on Twitter, there's, like, Twitter beefs. Did you guys ever have Twitter beefs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Twitter beefs were a big thing in high school, and, like, they were, like, beefing, everyone's, like, they would announce it on Twitter, so it'd be like after school 3 p.m. whatever 3 p.m. arena, the entire school is running waiting for this fight. We're all like, yo, you guys go out of the fight, like, it was like,
I love that.
It was the event of the week, right? Like, it was like, nah, way, these guys are going at it. And then so this grade 9's, but like, and this other kid, he's on, like, the football team, he's, like, super popular and, like, way bigger than this other kid. This other kid was, like, a sketchy stoner kind of vibe. And I guess, I don't know what they're beefing over. I don't know. I don't even remember why. But it was, like, I think it was a Twitter beef or something like that, or in the hall. So everyone's there. These two kids are, like, standing there. It's, like, a circle, the whole school, bro. Like, we're talking, like, hundreds and hundreds of kids. And we're all just, like, yo, what is, like, it just yelling the most stupid stuff. And then, bro, this guy's dad is, like, I don't know if he was in, like, the Hell's Angels or, like, that was, like, the everyone was saying, but
what?
He pulled up with, like, three biker guys. Like, three biker guys pull up, bro. And these two, like, so, like, the younger kid, his dad, like, gets in his face and, like, is, like, yelling at the grade 10 kid. And like, this is all being videoed, bro. Like, this is like insane. Jesus. Like, if I was, yeah, it was tough stuff for this kid because he ends up getting on his dad's motorcycle. And yo, I actually can't believe this actually happened. Like, this is a true story, 100%. You could like find this on Twitter still. And bro, it was so viral. Like, this was like viral. The whole school, like other schools, knew what was happening, and it was like on Twitter. This guy's on the back of his dad's motorcycle.
Oh my god!
It was dad's like bad. Like, you don't want to mess with the dad though. Like, the dad actually looked like he was like, the people were saying he was in the Hells Angels. And so people are then getting in their cars and driving behind him, and like taking photos of him on his dad's motorcycle.
I feel like you've told me this before,
bro. Bro, this is like the most legendary story I've ever witnessed, bro. I actually couldn't even believe what happened. Like, still to this day, like, this was grade 9.
Video? Do you have video of this?
Bro, it was on Twitter. I remember I showed it to you on Twitter, bro.
Yeah, I want to see it again. I want to resurface this.
It was unbelievable. Ridiculous. Like, it's actually the greatest story ever, bro. And then there's just one photo of like this, like his dad's like his dad had like a like bald and was like a built biker, bro. And he was like, his hand was just like pointing at the guy's face, the kid's face, and the kid's just like standing there doing nothing.
Yeah, like, I'm not touching that. Like,
and yeah, that was an unbelievable experience. So yeah, there was like a ton of like fights at our school. Like, it was, yeah, I might have dropped the name of the school.
Almost there. It was, it's okay. It's okay. If anyone listening knows this story, they'll be able to...
You guys have any stories? Oh, anyone that went to that school knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to follow that. We had fights, but not like that. And they were all at lunch. I think that was the difference. No one went after school. Everyone did their own shit after school.
Any really bad ones? Like, anyone like where kids had to go to the hospital? Or like, because we had a couple of
Just outside of school, like parties and stuff, there was that, but nothing like at school where anyone had to go to the hospital. Like, it wasn't. I don't know how to follow what you just said. There's nothing I could say that could top or like match that. Hell's Angels fight, kids getting picked up on bikers. There's nothing I could say. There's absolutely no way to match that. It sounds fake. I know it's
not. It's like,
you know, because you show me it's not fake, but it sounds fake.
I've shown you, bro. But that's that one's lived with me forever. Like, yeah. Jokes. Yeah, there was a lot of beefs at my school. Like, definitely a lot of beefs.
High school, what a weird era. And we're all grown now, so.
I know, that looking back at it, it's hilarious, though. Like, all
that's someone's kid. Like, that dude that rode off on the bike, he's like 25 now, 26 years old now.
Yeah. I think he ended up being a pretty chill guy. Like, it was just,
okay,
bro, grade 9, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a tough way to start the school with... I don't even remember why it was happening. Like,
yeah, it's not important.
No,
I think,
but
he's
I'm
like,
just reliving
that's,
that.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm just picturing like he's 26 and like his dad goes, "Oh, you remember that time when you were 14? I picked you up from school." Like,
It was three other bikers. It was like three bikers.
Yeah, me and the boys picked you up from school. Like, no, that's trauma. That's trauma you can't recover from.
Yeah, that's... And it was, like, all over Twitter. Like, it was just, like...
Man. Look how far we've come.
Yeah.
It's adulting. Adulting now.
Yeah, for sure. Adulting. Adulting, for sure. Just doing podcasts and just spreading so much knowledge to the world, eh?
Of course. Don't I look like such an adult with all these action figures in my background? Like... Just man.
Talk about being an adult. Talk about being an adult. Prince got a new place.
Major announcement time, eh?
Whoa,
yeah, we kept you waiting. Listen, if you started with the Leafs, then you sat through the high school story, the greatest fight of all time. Major announcement. Been on and off at the podcast.
Can we get a little?
We'll give you the sports center.
What happened, Prince?
We talked about it on a few episodes ago. Your boy's been looking for an apartment. Breaking news. First time saying it publicly. Your boy found an apartment.
Oh. Clapping. Can we get some clapping at home too if you're listening to this? Let's get some clapping.
Yeah. Give me applause. Applause in the comments. Applause in the chat. W's in the chat. We made it.
Over a month.
We'll be moving. over a month, 5 weeks.
Wow.
An arduous search comes to an end. Getting the keys this week. Going to be moving in over the next little bit. It's been crazy on my end, searching, paperwork.
Yeah, give us the highs and lows of like searching. Oh my God. What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part?
Rosebud Thorn. Okay. Favorite part, finding it. Finally walking in and having us both go, yes, I like this. I want this place. But the hardest part, I think, there's so many shitholes in Toronto. Like,
really? Eh?
There's so many bad spots. Yeah. So there's this thing.
Hey, a roof's a roof. Like, a roof's a roof.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. There's technically by real estate laws in, I guess, Ontario or maybe the world, I don't know. If natural light is able to enter a room, it is technically can be considered a bedroom. But a lot of the Toronto condos have these things called inboards where there's no windows in the room, but the door closing the door that closes to the room is glass. And so natural light from outside can come into the room. So therefore it's technically a bedroom, but it's literally a holding cell with no windows.
Oh my days. That sounds awful.
Yeah. So that's half of the city when you're looking for two bedrooms under a certain amount. Like, it's nuts.
Wow.
And people will willingly live there too. Inboards.
And it's just hella expensive still.
Yeah. It's just like, there's just, every place was like, oh, this is nice, but this, but that. Oh, this place is beautiful, but the washing machine and dryer is next to someone's bed. Okay, that's a deal breaker. Oh, this room doesn't have windows. Okay, that's a deal breaker. Oh, this room has two bathrooms, but only one shower. So you have to still share a shower despite having your own bathroom. So just so many little things to that when we finally found a spot that's like, oh my God, the only thing wrong with this is that it's a little small, but we've seen 25 places that are all a little small. So let's lock the F in. And we locked in.
I like that. And so now you're going to be like Bachelor Pad Prince and Sam are just going to be buzzing, eh?
Yeah, Sammy, friend of the show. He'll become a regular at some point on here. But yeah, we'll be kicking it. You know, the background behind me, if you're watching, will probably change. I'll bring the boys with me, all the toys. Pause, no diddy. I'll bring the toys. We'll have it set up in the back. But yeah, I'm excited to be living away. Excited to be a free man. A free
You're
going
to be a ladies man now, eh? You're going to have a place to...
I don't know about that. Be locked in. Working.
Wait, you already are a ladies man. What do you mean, man?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about all the times I've gone with ladies on this show, right? I mean, it's just... That's just such a reoccurring topic on this show and in my life. So yeah, of course.
Is Prince dating right now, or what's his mark? Is he focused on himself?
I'd like to think if the analogy of being in the NBA. Right now, I'm just hooping in my local gym, just getting shots up, ready to go. My number's called, just getting shots up. We're just getting shots up.
That's good.
We're hooping every day. We're just waiting.
You're working on yourself.
Yeah, we're waiting for the day for the number to be called, the jersey to be donned, and, you know, just keep him busy. We'll say that.
Yeah, staying focused. I like that. Staying on your grind, you know?
What about
waiting for those bright lights? Waiting for game seven. Yeah, I'm waiting for game seven. I'm waiting for game seven. You know what I mean? I'm putting the shots up. I'm putting shots up right now. I'm in the gym. I'm grinding, you know?
I like it.
Waiting for game seven. Waiting for the close. You know what I mean?
The clothes. Yeah, I feel it. You're waiting for the clothes. I think a lot of men are. Yeah, if you're out there,
not waiting. I don't want to say waiting for the clothes. I'm waiting for the clothes. I'm not waiting for anything. Okay. No, we're focused and we're on our own journey. And
no, right place, right time.
Right place, right time. But you know what, I feel like you gotta be looking for it. Like, if you actually want to, like, you have to be actively pursuing. Am I actively pursuing? Not necessarily right now. Like, I'm just like, got to get stuff figured out in my life first. And because, yeah, like, it's not just, I feel like it's like, it can just come to you, the right place, right time. But I feel like you do have to actively be pursuing that if you are, like, looking to go on dates and stuff like that. I feel like you do have to be.
Yes,
you know,
no.
Kind of. Like, what's your thought on that? Kind of. I don't know.
Like, right place, right time in the sense that it's like.
Right place, what do you mean? Like, because if you just. Keep going to the gym and expecting right place, right time. Like, you're not like.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You have to make the effort. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you have to make the effort, but also like, you don't have to go out, wake up every morning. Today I'm gonna meet the one. Today I'm gonna, like, subconsciously in your mind, if you're ready, you know, things will happen when you least expect it, right? Like, I always think of the analogy, my parents met at a wedding, right? If my dad got sick or my mom got sick or she was out of town, they would have never met, right? So, like, right place, right time. Obviously, you know, they were at that stage where they were thinking about it, but not each other. And it just so happened by chance that they were, you know, in the wedding groups of the same people that they were able to meet at the wedding. So that's kind of what I mean, right place, right time. Like, sometimes it is chance. Sometimes it's that crazy, whoa, I wouldn't have met you if I didn't do this, this, and that today. But also, like you said, like, you can't just go in every day. It's going to happen today. It's going to happen today. It's going to happen today. Because then it won't happen today.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
Same with your parents too, right?
Yeah.
Same with your parents too.
They actually got set up by their mutual friend.
Oh, never mind. No,
at a bar. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they met there. My bad.
No, they met through a friend because they. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so then. Use my analogy. That's fine. But yeah, going back to the main thing, Bachelor Prince. Lover Boy Prince, Hot Boy Summer
Lover
Prince.
Lover Boy, it's Lover Boy all Prince coming for soon. Sure.
All coming soon. More updates to come, but apologies for the, you know, delay in episodes, a little bit less energy in the videos. There's been a lot going on, so can't wait to move in, lock in, have the space, yeah. Start
any
doing more stuff.
Any ladies listening to this right now, like, we got a pad in the city, so if you want to come to the most lit pad in the city with the most lit mandem.
Bachelor. Mandem.
Absolute bachelor pad. Oh yeah, you got a couple. There's a couple mandems living there, no?
No, just me and Sammy. But yeah, no, I mean, plenty of space.
We'll be there too.
Plenty of space for one more. Yeah, I was gonna say plenty of space for one more. You buy your own mattress, you could stay there. So
OJ said he's going out buying a mattress.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was kidding or not. Like, I'd love to have him, but was he for real?
He's listening right now, just so you know.
I know he's listening. I'm welcoming him, but is this his mattress he brings and leaves, or is he giving it to me for a guest mattress?
Oh, it's probably going to be a guest mattress. Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
He said, that's, yeah. Good. Housewarming coming soon. If you're listening, you'll see it on socials if you follow me. But
I'm bringing like 100 wings when I come. I have a wing night.
Okay, you said wings. If you said people, I don't know where we fit all of them. So I'm glad you said wings and not people.
It's no, I tight. Know it's a wing night.
It's a bit tight.
It's going to be a wing night. It's going to be a wing night.
Breast or thighs? Or sorry, both. Drums or flats? What am I thinking about?
What?
Drums or flats? You're a drums guy. Okay. It's getting off the rails.
No, I'm a flat guy. I'm a flat guy.
Okay.
I'm a flat guy.
No, I'm a drums guy. I'm a drums guy.
Flats guy, for sure.
It's nice. That's nice. Let's talk about you a little bit. What do you got going on? Any cool new apparel coming out?
I got some jerseys potentially dropping. I've been working on that. I don't know when they're dropping. I thought they were gonna drop it last week.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, is this a good segue? I don't know where we're at with that stuff.
Yeah, maybe next week. I've been working on the apparel for a year and a half, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
you know what. Like, sometimes when my brain works so weirdly, bro, like, it's just hard for me to like complete things. Like, I find like I get really disinterested and bored real quick. Apparently, that's like ADHD, but I'm not gonna say I have it because then you have it. But I do get like bored of stuff quickly. So like, that's why I love the videos, making videos every day, because like I can just go execute it, complete it in like less than an hour, and then post it. With things like answering emails, like, I just like things that I find boring, I have so much resistance to doing, like, it's insane. I don't know if you
what
find
like
that. I feel like you're better than me at that kind of stuff, like boring stuff. I don't like doing boring stuff.
Well, I don't think anyone enjoys doing boring stuff.
Know,
it's more
like,
just like a necessary means to the end. Like, how do you rationalize in your mind, okay, I have to do this because,
like, I don't even know what it is. Like, even like looking for a house, like looking for an apartment that you just did, like, to me, that's like the most, I don't even want to start that. Like, that just seems like,
right.
I don't know what it is. Like, I just get all this resistance that builds up to like even starting to go look for a place, even though I know I need to do it. Like, it's just, it will sit there for another 6 months and I won't even, and then that's when you start building up like I don't know, like just stuff starts building up in your mind and you're like, damn, like I just, why didn't I just do that or start that now? So like action is definitely the what's it called? The solution for that. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I definitely get a lot of resistance to doing stuff like
so emails. Do you have a remedy? Like how do you say, oh shit, today I'm gonna lock in, I'm gonna respond to
I live
X
in chaos,
emails.
Brother.
I'm gonna
No.
So what,
I gotta make
what
a video
you, like,
today. I gotta make a freaking TikTok today, bro. You know what I mean? I gotta focus on the one thing that I need to do, which
right.
is create. Which is create something. You know what I mean? As like a content creator, like that's I gotta make sure the video is out. And honestly,
no,
I've been missing a couple days too recently. Like I'll just like
what about like if there's like real important shit like tax stuff or like you know expenses
actually
like,
I gotta do that today actually
yeah that was kind of my reminder there like how do you force yourself to do that? Do you just procrastinate or
I end up doing it like it gets done like I need deadlines. That's why deadlines are so good for me because it's like if there's a deadline I'll do it the day before. Like that was like studying
right
it's like studying for an exam like
yeah,
I would study
yeah,
until like two days before the exam and then it's like I go hard and then once I'm like in it I'm like oh okay like I gotta go like I just go hard at it yep. But like deadlines, definitely I need to set more deadlines for myself. Because if I have deadlines, then I'll be like, "Yo, I'll actually get it done." But if not, like, "Well, that TikTok looks pretty good. Let's roll on that for a bit."
That's fair.
Three hours later, and you're like, "Whoa, I didn't get anything done." I feel like, yeah,
that's fair. Now that I think about it, though, I did have a deadline with the house. Like, I wanted to be moved in, settled by my birthday, and like that was the goal. It was like, "Hey, we're starting end of March, mid March by May." Mid-May, end of May, May 23rd, let's have a place, let's get settled. So there was that, like, not a forced deadline, but internally it was like, hey, this is my plan, this is where I want to be by this time. So it's funny you mentioned deadlines there.
I think deadlines are big. I think that having them is, like, important for anything. I need to get better at that, like, scheduling. It's difficult because I'm, like, in such a space where I don't know where I'm going with this, what I'm trying to build. Like, very sporadic and I'm trying to like figure out what it actually is that I'm trying to build, like, you know, as a comedian or as a video creator, like do I want to put more effort into making skits or do I want to put more effort into making more of like a show on YouTube or something like that? Like there's a lot of different things that I'm thinking about and things change and I'll get this idea then that I don't want to do that, like my brain works really rapidly and like there's always new ideas that are coming to me and leaving. And it's like, oh, like I'll say I want to do one thing. And then, something changes the next day. So definitely is a chaotic time in my life trying to figure out what it actually is that I'm trying to do, if that makes sense.
It does. No, it does. I feel like
I don't
I've
have
known
like,
that about you for a while. Like, it's not, like, I think to anyone that doesn't know you, that may be a shock because of, like, the way you are dedicated to posting a video every day, of doing this every day, going to, but like inside your mind, right? It's like it's not as simple as it looks. Like on social media, here's a skit. This game ended. Here's a post about this game. Here's a post about this game. It's not as routine.
No one's telling you to show up. Like that's the difference. Like no one's. There's nowhere I gotta be. Like there's no one I gotta respond to. There's, you know what I mean? Like there's no one telling me what to do, which is like
right.
a great thing, but also like now you gotta like do everything. So it's like. There's like two heads, like there's actually a lot more I gotta do than if I just like, you know, had somewhere I had to show up and you work your job, you're 9 to 5 and you finish, you feel
yeah.
complete and you go home. Whereas this is like, I'm thinking about stuff at 12 o'clock at night. I'm thinking at 2 a.m. Like, it's like you never can turn it off. So it's like literally 24/7, 7 days a week of like work, it seems like, but like I like doing it. So it's not work and it's like, but it's, trying to navigate a space that's so new, like this content world and starting your own brand and, you know, clothing, getting clothing supplied, editors, hiring a team for a YouTube video. There's like a lot that goes on, like managing a team, like a lot of those things. And I'm trying to manage myself. How do I manage other people? It's like, yeah, it's I actually wrote a song about that. Like, how can I manage? Or I don't even know, how can I manage someone else when I can't even manage myself? Like, I gotta, you know, keep on working on myself to be able to be a good leader. And especially if I'm gonna be having people working under me, or for me. Like, I got to be able to, you know, be better at communicating and directing. And yeah, there's a lot of aspects to, you know, owning your own business and having people work with you and for you. Definitely a lot of challenges come up, and we're out here learning every day. I think part of it is learning, just like lessons, and keeping and moving forward. Like, as long as you keep like stepping forward and not let anything like stunt you or paralyze you, like, you just got to keep moving forward. If it fails, keep going, try something new, try again. I think that's the biggest thing I've learned over the last couple of years, is just keep trying things and get uncomfortable. I would also say is I got pretty complacent with just making the videos every day. But the other aspects of the business aren't going to build, the clothing brand, the emails, the like all the different things, where I just got so complacent. And then I was like, I could have just sat there and made videos every day, but what's something that's going to make me uncomfortable? So like the YouTube stuff, starting to shoot different types of content with people. That's definitely where I need to go, because that's somewhere that I'm not as comfortable. So it's like, go somewhere that's going to make you uncomfortable, I would say, is like the biggest thing I'm trying to focus on this year, is like do stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable. So like next Thursday, the idea was like film a video and compliment as many people as you can while walking down the street or something like that, which I actually don't mind. I can compliment people, like I don't think it's, but it is a little bit uncomfortable, right? Like approaching people and like yeah, seeking that discomfort, I think, is definitely on the list for 2024. Like doing a stand-up show, like stand-up comedy. Yeah. Like I would love to get up and deliver a stand-up speech, or like,
I mean,
do
you
something.
Can, you can do that. There's like improv yeah. nights or stand-up yeah, nights.
Just
so you can
do it.
That.
You just got to go easy. Do it. You just got to do That's it for the first easy. Time, and you know, get over that fear. And if you bomb, you bomb. But everyone's gonna. If you've never done it before, you're not gonna be great at it, right?
100%.
And who cares? Who cares? What are the people that you don't even know? It's like, no. Whatever.
Yeah, they're all drinking anyways. It's like, it's whatever. That's cool. I never knew that. That would be fun to watch. That would be very fun to watch. Because you'd be telling stories. I'd be like, yeah, I remember that. I know the punchline or the stuff like that. So that would be fun.
It'd
be a good video.
Stuff.
It'd be a great video too. Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly Wakasa. He did a 30-day bucket challenge where every single day he shot a new YouTube video, and he checked something off his bucket list, and one of his things was do stand-up.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he wrote his verse, and then he was like, showed up like him practicing all day to his friends, and then the story was great. He ended up, but it ended up kind of, no one laughed, but it was just cool that he got up there and did it. I was like, yo, that's fire. Like,
well, it's more relatable if he bombs. Like if everyone started dying laughing, they'd be like, oh,
he didn't even really bomb. Like I thought it was a good story. Like he was laughing, like, he was confident. He delivered it confidently. I think he was just like, I think he could have bantered with the crowd a little more. Like he could have just been a little bit more loose. Like yeah. If they're not laughing, oh, thought, like, you know what I mean? Being able to banter, tough crowd, guys. Like yeah. Just having that little, I feel like I yeah. love that little improv with the crowd. Like when you're up there flowing and you got them and you know they're going to like, they're on the edge of their seat kind of thing.
That's cool. I never knew that. I'd be very, very looking forward to seeing that. And I think because you have a presence already, like you're just doing the skits in front of people. It's just not.
That's what's kind of scary, because like, whereas if you're just starting, there's like no one knows who you are. But now it's like people are expecting you to be good because you're do. But it's a complete different. It's almost worse. It's almost like, yeah. Because you don't have time to like develop. Like I've never done it, so I'm gonna be completely new at it, right? So it's like.
I guess I didn't think of it like that. Yeah.
And it's completely different. Like filming a skit by yourself in your room versus standing up in front of people and making them laugh on the spot. Like that's crazy.
100%.
But that's a challenge I'm definitely going to accept.
Cool.
Anything you want to do on your bucket list? Like what's on your bucket list? What is something that you want to accomplish?
I want to travel more. 2024? I mean, the big one was just finding a spot, right? So I think it's just like, that's been like the
right up. 20. We were good. We don't have to do anything for the rest of the year.
No. That was just like, that was like the, like you said, the 24/7 brain thing, thinking about it like 2 a.m. Oh, what about this? What about that? And this is just part one, right? Like getting it. Now it's like relocating, which
is
like
actually
going to
be, yeah, like having to
now
get
like
your groceries
at 2 a.m.
stuff.
Exactly. Like at 2 a.m., I'm like shopping for couches on Facebook, right? Like that's like a real thing right now. So getting that figured out and sorted of like, oh, this couch looks really nice. I can't put an offer in. It's 3 a.m. I got to go to bed. Stuff like that. And then getting sorted. And like you said, like the real life aspect of like going grocery shopping, cleaning regularly, doing dishes, like things I didn't do when I lived at school.
Oh, yeah.
Dishes being the big one. Fortunately, we have a dishwasher, so that'll help it a little bit. But yeah, like, you know the vibes.
Oh, yeah. I was the cleanest guy there. So I was always like, Prince.
Maybe when I was at home.
Do your dishes? Can you do your dishes, Prince? Like
maybe when I was at home you were, but I don't know about that one. But yeah, like stuff like that. Like real life stuff. But once I get this sorted, like I definitely want to travel a little bit. I want to see more of the world. I want to see.
Yeah, I feel like that's everyone says that. Everyone says they want to travel, but
yeah, there's nothing I would love to do like locally. Like I think stand up would be fun. That would be a cool, like it's not my bucket list, but like if everyone's doing it, I would do it.
Me.
Yeah, I would do it.
We'll do a video.
That'd be fun. Did you know?
That would be fun if we could compare ourselves.
Did you know in my 7th grade yearbook, my superlative was most likely to become a stand-up comedian? But true story.
Why do I feel like this is our calling, bro? I feel like I'm going to get up there and be so funny. I don't even know. Like, I mean, feel like
maybe.
I feel like I don't even want to write it. I don't even really want to write it. I just want to get up there and just start talking.
You need like bullet points. Like you need like talking points, but yeah, like you're just flowing up there. If you're just doing crowd stuff, like Schultz does. Schultz.
I feel really like I would just want to do crowd stuff. Like,
well, you got to have your own.
I got some funny material, but it's like almost like too heavy.
But you think about like guys like Schultz who does crowds. Like he sees an Indian guy, he's got Indian jokes ready. He sees like an Irish guy, he's got Irish jokes ready. So he's kind of like. Maybe he is thinking of it on the spot, but he does have like in the back of my mind, oh, if there's an Indian guy sitting here, I'm going to banter with him. This is the joke I'm going to put out, right? Stuff like that. So you got to have some knowledge.
Yeah, you definitely got to be witty. Like you got to be think fast on your feet. Like,
yeah, you get heckled. You got to respond fast to the heckling.
But like if you're just present and you know who you are, like I feel like that's what the best part is, like when you're good, like when no one could shake you, like you can be up there. What did this guy say? Like you just have to be more, like you just have to be extremely self-aware, I think, as a comedian. Like you got to be able to get up there and be present.
You got to be able to make fun of yourself, yeah.
Make fun of yourself, make fun of society, make fun, like there's a lot of things that you can like draw from, yeah. Right? Like
politics, sports, everything, pop culture.
Just like stupid stuff that we do. Like make, I think it's so funny, like just like, you know, cell phone jokes, like.
Yeah, like what's that guy's name? What's the Italian guy you showed me?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
The doorbell bit is like one of the funniest clips on YouTube in the entire existence of the internet. Like go watch, what is his name? Sebastian Maniscalco?
So Maniscalco? Good, bro.
Maniscalco. Watch his doorbell. Yeah, Maniscalco doorbell clip on YouTube. One of the funniest clips, most relatable thing ever, too.
He's so funny. He talks about like back in the day, if somebody knocks on your door, you're greeting them with donuts. You're greeting them, hey, come in. Here's some cake. We're saving the cake for if a guest shows up, right? You can't eat the cake, so you're waiting for the guest to show up. Whereas in now, 2020, get down. Who's at the door?
Who's at the door?
Yeah. That's literally me, bro. If someone rings the doorbell, I'm like, I hide.
I get pissed. I just get pissed. I hide. Why are you ringing
the
doorbell?
No, I hide. I don't answer, bro. I hide. I'm like, who's at the door? I go look at out the window. Who is it?
Yeah, go watch that. Oh my gosh. We didn't do it justice. Go watch the bit because he's doing with his eyes and his body.
Oh
like
my gosh, bro. Sebastian is.
That's levels.
Levels to this game, bro. But yeah, he's an inspiration for like. Yeah, stand up like Jerry D.
Oh, what a show.
Yeah, like he's a goat, bro.
Americans may not know Mr. D was like only in Canada. I didn't realize. Like that was such a funny
gold
show.
Such a hidden gem. Like so good, bro. It's actually hilarious.
That and
Mr. D.
You ever see Kim's Convenience?
I never did. I walked by the store where they shot it the other day though.
No way. Yeah, that was a really funny one. That's super jokes. That was another Canadian gem. So one of the rare W's for Canada in this day and age. Oh, going back to the Leafs, I saw this tweet earlier. Did you see that the Leafs took a goalie ahead of Jeremy Swayman in 2017?
Oh, of course we did.
they apparently he did an interview on some podcast where he was talking about how he had pre-draft interviews with the Leafs. He loved the Leafs. He told his dad, he's like, I think Toronto's going to draft me. And then Toronto gets on the clock and they draft Ian Scott. And then the next pick was Jeremy Swayman to the Bruins.
Buddy, I don't even want to hear that. Okay. We're moving on from the Bruins talk. We don't care.
I just saw that. I saw that on Twitter today. I felt that was really funny. Just so Toronto.
It is absolutely.
There is one thing. We'll switch gears. The NFL draft was last week. There's one player in the NFL I think you're absolutely going to love. His name's J.J. McCarthy. He got drafted by the Vikings. He has a pregame ritual of meditating for 10 minutes in the end zone by the goalpost before every game. And he listens to this frequency that like forces him to think in the present moment, and he does it before every game.
Oh, that's so elite. This guy's going to be an absolute machine out there. Like, if you're going to wager on somebody, I'd be wagering on him, okay? He's getting in tune with his self, getting in tune with the world. That's going to be an unstoppable player. Mark it right here. Coach Chippy saying it right now. He's going to be unstoppable out there.
Yeah, he's like, he's got a great story.
Or he's going to be two in his dome because he's like meditating, but he goes...
No, his team won the national championship. He was undefeated last year in college. Like he's really good. He wasn't the best statistical quarterback, but
he wins games.
And
that's
he's
present.
He's like, I don't want to focus on like the pick I threw in practice or the game of next week. I want to be focused in the present and the now.
Oh, he's stud. He's a stud. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out. Watch the girlfriends because he's gonna be a problem on that team for sure.
Well, he's just locked in. He's a stud, isn't he?
I knew he was a stud.
Yeah, and then they asked him, "Who's your favorite musical artist to listen to?" Would you believe he said Bob Marley?
Oh, we love that.
Is this your guy?
He's my guy. He's listening JJ. To the best frequency, positive vibration.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he's going to be an absolute machine in the league. Mark it right here. J.J. McCarthy, machine eyes in the league.
I like it. I mean, he wasn't the best statistical quarterback, but, like, I read that blurb and I did watch his interviews and, like, all that stuff. Like, he passes this test. Like the
Don't underestimate the spiritual realm is all I'm going to say.
He knows how to deal with the pressure of being an NFL quarterback, or at least it appears that he knows how to deal with it. So this should be very interesting to see.
It just appears he's self-aware, and I think self-awareness should be like one of the number one draft what's it called,
intangibles.
Yeah, just self-awareness.
Yeah, no, he'll be very good for a very long time. There were six quarterbacks taken in the first round, believe it or not.
I would have thought there'd be more.
No, this was the highest in like I think 30 years, six guys, and like the guy that went number one we've talked about before, Caleb Williams. I think he's gonna be an insane prospect. The Patriots took a guy, Drake May. We're back. We're gonna win a playoff game with this guy. I just feel it. Like there's a lot of studs in this draft, and it was one of the more fun drafts to watch for sure. Your boy was live on TikTok for the entire first round, 3.5-hour stream. That was something uncharted waters for sure. Got some clips of reactions. It was a fun night. Shout out to the crew that was in there. You know, we had some people in there for a couple hours. Yeah, it was fun. I love football, man. I love hockey, but like NFL is just like for content purposes and just for pure entertainment. There's nothing better than watching football from 1 p.m. on a Sunday. Oh, goodness.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think the whole world heard that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I was a bubbly burp.
I know. You always seem to drink that during the show. Are you looking for a sponsor?
I don't even know if I can.
Oh, right. Anything else you got on your mind today?
What's on tap for Prince tomorrow? I want to know what's your plan for tomorrow? What do you got to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, well, I'm going to upload this in the morning. This will go live 9 a.m. So anyone going to work or starting their day off, they can listen to it. They can watch it. A couple meetings tomorrow, and then I'm doing some street interviews in the Leaf Square for sports interaction. So that'll be fun. Get some Leafs fans, get a little vent session out, get some picks for the rest of the playoffs. So I'll be shooting that. Come home, watch the game, and yeah, nice little chill Tuesday. What about yourself?
Nice. I think I got to do another podcast tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Puck Daddy.
Puck Daddy. And then Leafs game. So I'll probably have a video. I got to do a video. I'm not going to leave my house to watch the game this time because I can't stand being outside of my house watching the Leafs game. I can't do it, bro. I can't do it.
I had a good time with you last week.
Ah, bro. It was just the vibe of the, like, no one's watching the game, bro. And I'm like, yo, focus in on the game. Like,
that's
like, great. That was insane. Like, and it's been two, every time I've left the house to watch it, like, we've lost. When I've watched it, like, I can't watch a game in the public, in a restaurant. Like, no. I need to be in the comfort of my own home so I can scream at the TV. I got no one judging me. I got it, like, it's tough watching with people. And then they start trying to have a conversation with you. I'm like, yo, I'm just watching the game, bro. Like, I'm not trying to hear about.
It depends. Yeah, like, if you go to, like, a sports bar. If you go to, like, a sports bar.
Even then, people are still in your ear. They're in your ear. They're like, oh, like.
Yeah, they're talking, but you can still
yell. You're getting everyone's energy, like, in like. I don't know. I like.
I don't hate that take, but it is nice to watch a game with some friends in a public place, though.
Oh no, hate every moment of it.
Oh well, I had a good time last week. Nevertheless,
I'm joking. It was a good time. Yeah, watching our team get pumped.
Oh yeah.
No,
it's routine.
Like,
though.
I'm too competitive for that. You know, what I mean, I care too much. Like,
what did you?
As much as I said I'm detaching, I care.
I was just about to say what happened to it is what it is.
It's not what it is. I'm passionate, bro. What did that thing say? Bring the passion.
Oh yeah, we got a towel.
You don't
got
to tell me to bring the passion. You don't got to tell me to bring the passion. You should see me watching these games, bro.
Bring the passion. Well, I hope they bring the passion tonight, and then again Thursday, and then again Saturday. I hope the last Leafs game of the season is not the day you hear this episode. That's all I'll say. But I'm detached. Like you said, I'm detached. They win, they lose. Who cares? Yeah, I could see you're such a frivolous fan. It goes in, it goes out. I like that. But appreciate everyone for tuning in. Big announcement today. Glad you're all part of it. Thank you for the support. You guys are a big reason why I was able to make that purchase, especially you as well, Chip. That goes without saying. But I want to thank everyone for watching, listening, subscribing. Follow us on socials. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate you guys. Don't think too much. Just flow.